A report by international advocacy group Human Rights Watch says state and local officials should make reparations for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. The group says they should base a reparations plan on measures recommended in the 2001 Tulsa Race Riot Commission report, including direct payments. Tulsa attorney DeMario Solomon Simmons says determining what is owed will be difficult.
We're looking at between $50 and $100 million just in property damage. Let me say that again, $50 to $100 million just in property damage. But how much is a life worth? How much is the life worth? They say conservatively, maybe around 300 people were killed. How much is a life worth?
Besides a comprehensive plan involving a range of possible benefits, from economic development investments in North Tulsa to housing subsidies, Human Rights Watch recommends state lawmakers nullify a statute of limitations on civil claims related to the massacre. Human Rights Watch says reparations should also involve immediate compensation and apologies to Viola Fletcher and Lessie Benningfield Randall, centenarians who are the last known survivors of the attacks that destroyed Greenwood. Community activist Christy Williams says reparations are needed to address harms from the massacre and from discriminatory policies that led to a rebuilt Greenwood's decline years later.
Imagine what we did without reparations and what we can do with reparations. You know, we talk about healing as a people, and I believe that's important, but I also believe we're not even going to get there until we get what is owed to us.
Human Rights Watch notes several instances in which state and local officials blocked restoration efforts for Black Tulsans in North Tulsa. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.